Next month, there's a new fun run being held in Devonport, and it's a little bit different, in fact, because it's going to be held at night time. To tell us a bit more about what's going to be called the Hudson 365 Light Night Glow Run, the organiser is Brian Lyons. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me on the show today, mate.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Now, first, before we talk about the night run, of course, you organised the Great Train Race a couple of months ago. That was quite successful.
Yeah, we had just over 300 runners run in, walk and do whatever they do when they do a fun run. So we're really pleased with the numbers that did take part in that event.
Okay, now this one, the Light Night Glow Run, it's called that for a very good reason because it's actually held at night time. As far as I'm aware, this is probably the first fun run in Tasmania to be run at night time.
I think so, of this type. I think there may have been a trail run, maybe, that was held in night time, but I guess probably not lit up as much as what we're going to be lighting the footpath up as much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, you don't want to be going tripping over things in the dark. It's going to be held along the foreshore path at Devonport from the Mersey Bluff and out and back course, and I know that that path's well lit at night time, so that's going to be good. But the thing that's going to be really spectacular is everyone dressing up in all sorts of shiny and reflective clothing, and they're encouraged to get those things you wrap around your wrist and your neck on New Year's Eve. I don't know what they're called, glow sticks.
Yeah, we want people to dress up to anything that lights up the night sky. Costumes are welcome. We want to make, we just want to basically make it as bright as possible.
Yeah, it's going to make quite a picture, I reckon. Now, so you've got a couple of different levels, again, like you had with the Great Train Race. You've got junior and two different adult distances. Tell us about the course.
Yeah, so for kids, we have a 2.5-kilometre event, and maximum age in that is 11 years old, and then we have a 4K and an 8K distance. So the 4K is for those people who might find the 8K just a little bit too far.
Okay, and the glow sticks and stuff like that, will you be selling that at the start, or people will be encouraged to get their own? How does that work?
You'll get a limited amount of glow sticks each. At this stage, it'll be anywhere from 5 to 8 each. And then if you want to have more glow sticks, that's quite all right.
Okay.
So there isn't a limit of how many glow sticks you can buy yourself.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, okay, right. You can. So do you get any when you register, or you've got to buy those on top of your rego?
So you get them when you register as
okay,
well.
Right. Okay, and then you can buy extra ones if you want to.
Exactly right.
Okay. Now, early bird entries closed for it yesterday, so how's it looking at this stage?
Yeah, so we just got over 300. And
really?
Our entries are
already?
Only,
wow.
Yeah, and our entries are only limited to 500. So at this stage, we're predicting that we will sell the event out.
Yeah, well, that'll be fantastic. And obviously, the crowd limit's a COVID thing, a COVID requirement these days. So what does it cost to enter the event, Brian, given that the cheap entries are gone as of yesterday?
Yeah, no, that's fine. So at the moment, we've got $45 for adults, and it'll be $25 for children.
Okay, all right. And so it's the 21st of August. Rain, hail or shine, doesn't matter what the weather's doing?
Yep, this is still going ahead, no matter what.
Right. It sounds like a fantastic event. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be very spectacular, and hopefully it'll become an annual event. And I know there's been other events like this held around the world, in fact, aren't they? So they're fairly popular. It's surprising we haven't had one before now.
Yeah, well, that's where I got the idea from, mate. I just Googled something similar, and, it looks amazing. It looks like an amazing spectacle online. So I can't actually wait to see it in person.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good hint for anyone that's got any sort of inkling towards maybe going in the event. Just go online and have a look at some of the other events, and I'm sure it'll whet their appetite.
Absolutely, yep.
Terrific. Sure. Okay, so entries closed when, Brian? Obviously, early bird entries closed yesterday, so how long do people got to enter? And, of course, we're asking them to enter online because of COVID tracing and all that sort of stuff as well.
Yep, so you can enter to the 20th of August, which is the day before. So you can enter until 11:59 on the Friday night.
Okay, now, also, we didn't mention the times of the events. You mentioned the kids 2.5 and then the 4K. And the 8K, so what time are they heading off?
Yep, so the 2.5 kids race is at 7:30 p.m. and then the 4 and 8 kilometre event actually start at the same time, and that's at 8:10.
Awesome.
So, yep, and if parents wanted to run with their children, they actually can run free of charge. You'll just be given a wristband as well, so we can trace the numbers.
Okay, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. I think I'll put my entry on in when I knock off this morning. But thanks for your time and good luck with the event.
Cheers, Martin. Thank you so much for having me, mate.